Hey, what's up, everybody? You're listening to another episode of Who's Alex? And tonight, it's actually nighttime right now. My mistake. I was about to say day. But we have a special guest, including myself. There's no one else here. No, I'm just kidding. His name is Wasif. Say hello, Wasif.
Howdy.
He is technically my brother. We both look alike, but we're not actually brothers. I think we might have been in the same adoption room because we definitely look alike, and his mom may be my mom. I don't know. But let's get started, guys. Today, our topic, what we're talking about today, is millennials. What's wrong with them? What is wrong with them, Wasif?
Let's start off. Where do millennials start out? Is that like just everyone right now?
Well, I think this is my opinion. But I believe that the millennials time period is within the 90s, or I believe the time frame is 1982 to 2002. What do you think?
All right, we can go with that. So to start off, everyone's always on their phones. Dude, no matter where you go, you'll see people on dates and they'll be on their phones, like not giving two shits, not acknowledging each other, just more like texting or sending each other memes instead of, you know, acknowledging people.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. I always see dates, and it's so sad. It really is sad to see that, because it's almost just like looking down on the generation. Because, like, really, dude, you're really sucked into your own world, or woman, you're really sucked into your own world that you can't appreciate and just, you know, see the whole world how it is. You have to look directly at your phone at all times to kind of like escape the real world. I don't know. It's not shameful. It's just sad. It really is.
It really is. But, I mean, I'm no person to really be on my phone when I'm at a dinner table or anything like that. But some people are.
I don't know. It's not. It's just not right. It really isn't. Like, the phone thing, millennials are always on the phone. But if you come to think of it, maybe it's not our fault. Okay? It's not our fault that we were born in this type of generation. It's clearly not. I believe that we can, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Acknowledge or respond wisely to what the generation has given us, such as technology and all these matters. But there are times where if we were born in the 80s or 70s, obviously times would be different. We wouldn't have the technology, but we would really see the world how it is. We would really interact. Like,
this is how the world is now.
Yes. For example, sorry to call you off, Wasif. For example, such as how we are all so powerful, citizens of the United States and people around the world, actually, we are all so powerful, we don't even know it. We have lacked the ability of teamwork so much. I believe that millennials, they treat independency as such an egotistical thing. You know, and independency is great, but it's gone too far where we just don't want to interact with others. You know, we see each other as fake people. And, you know, don't get me wrong, there are fake people out there. But we are so blinded by that that we don't see the true people as around us.
I like that point. Yeah, no one really pays attention. We're building society that won't work together. It's going to be behind a computer desk all their life, when sooner or later computers are going to be living for themselves. They're going to be, you know, advancing themselves. Humans are going to be obsolete, practically, when it comes to the working industry.
Exactly. And it's also crazy how we have more connection with people, such as playing video games, or, well, actually mostly playing video games, to people around the world. We have more of a connection to them than to the people that we actually see in real life every single day.
Heck, I can't say anything. My best friend, my cousin's friend, I'm only close with him because of Call of Duty. Same thing with my friends. A lot of my friends, we grew up playing Call of Duty, and now we're like close as hell.
Exactly. And it's that's the great good thing too about it. You know, there's not all negatives about the millennial technology and just how we are. There isn't. But yes, there are some downsides as well, such as, you know, the, a lot of people don't like the president that we have now. Okay, let's just sit, let's put that out there. A lot of people are not fond of it, but a lot of us probably could have voted, and if we really worked together and educated our one another, we probably could have, you know, had a different result. But what is the most notorious thing that millennials are known as? Laziness. We are considered lazy.
But couch potatoes. That's what all we are.
Couch potatoes. I like that. I like that. And why are we so lazy? Is it really because of the technology, or is it because of how
we're raised? Because of the technology, the way we were raised, is just to play video games, just be our own, be on our phones, iPads, iPods, whatever we had when we were younger. Everyone always had all this technology around them. Yeah, they built friendships, but they also isolated themselves. And that's just where we started.
Yeah, and it sucks how, well, it doesn't really suck, but it's kind of funny how you, if you end up in, like, last place, you still get a trophy for just trying.
Oh, dude, I am not letting my kids get participation trophies. If I ever have kids, they are not getting those things.
I know. I would spank.
So stupid.
I wouldn't spank my kid. I would spank the coach or whoever's giving that award to. I'm like, you better throw that crap in the trash.
If I'm playing sports against my kid, I'm gonna try hard. He's not gonna beat me. I'm gonna teach him to beat me.
I'm gonna teach him to beat me.
Yeah, it's not gonna be easy. I don't care if he's three. He's trying to shoot a hoop on me. I'm blocking that shit.
That's true. And also, there's a lot of people in our generation, they're very fragile, meaning something and they just don't know, one, how to take a joke, or, and there are jokes that really go too far, but, and I'm just saying a perspective, they don't know how to take a joke, and they just get hurt so easily. They're just so fragile. And come on, you know, woman up or man up, seriously.
Like, I don't really understand why that is like that. I mean, I understand maybe you might have been raised like a baby, so you're always being baby all your life, and you don't understand consequences, but still, man, no one knows how to take jokes. And, like, the people that do, like, or the people that don't take jokes, they're always trying to fight, like, right after. Like, why is everything always going to be about fighting on top of this? Dude, just imagine, like, the generation after us, how bad the generation after us is going to be. Like, my niece is, like, 5. She already has an iPad. She had an iPad since she was, like, 3. So, like, if we were built off technology, imagine, like, this next one.
Jeez, I don't even want to think about that. Don't want to think about that at all. I mean, we have virtual reality right now. Virtual reality will improve in the future. Hopefully, you know, everyone's not stuck in their chairs with the Oculus Rift in their eyes or whatever. And just letting life go by. You know, it's yes, you can achieve your dreams or whatever in escape world, such as virtual reality, speaking to the people in the future. But I believe it's just more satisfying you just do it in real life. You know, and put in the work. And but also, when I speak about the laziness towards the millennials, I think we're more lazy. We're not lazy towards ourselves. I think if we really want to do something, we will do it.
We're like the number one generation for procrastination. All of us procrastinate like crazy. I just wanted to state that because it's crazy how technology has caused all that stuff.
Yeah, and it also, when you say that you're about to do something, it has such a good feeling that you really don't want to actually do it, because for example, if I told you that I'm gonna be, I don't know, the number one scientist in the world that discovers you know, something out of the abnormal, and if I tell you that and you're like, oh, what, that's gonna be so cool, you would believe that, and it gives me such a good feeling that, you know, the dopamine levels actually have this will actually increase just as much as you were actually to accomplish that in real life. So that's why a lot of people do procrastinate. You know, it's like, oh, you're not going to see me in like 5-10 years. Might as well tell you, who cares? You know, but then 5-10 years later, you're going to regret it. And regret is just something you can't change. It's something that looks very painful when you see into someone's eyes. And dang, this conversation has gone pretty deep. I like it. But I don't believe millennials are lazy to themselves. When say, your mother tells you to go take a trash, you are lazy. You are going to be lazy about it. Because
it's not something you want to do. It doesn't get your dopamine level is moving.
Yeah, and it's almost like your parents are your first bosses. Typically, you know, nature versus nurture, how you were raised typically evolves into what person you will become, such as, you know, a homeless person or maybe not a homeless person, but
a homo person.
But you get the point, people. But it typically, you know, they're your first bosses, or they can be your first examples if they've done very good parenting. Now, no one likes a boss. No one likes to get told what to do. So what is the outcome from that? We do a poor level of activity towards that goal of the person that they want us to accomplish. And that overall turns into procrastination. And that's why so many of us want to be entrepreneurs. This is the entrepreneur generation. And entrepreneurship, I don't know. I'm not a fortune teller, just like I said last episode. But we don't know if entrepreneurship is going to last for another 3 years, for another 4 years, for another 5 years. Who knows? Maybe the human species can go back another 10 years if they wanted to. You know, we can live just like the people in the 1970s and 1980s if we enter maybe a blackout. I'm not sure, people, but
yes,
we could do that.
Dude, so yesterday I had a teacher come into one of our classes, and he was explaining about how jobs are going to transform over time. He said, like, 50% of the jobs that exist in 10 years, we haven't even thought about right now. And that's so true if you really think about it. Cause you see how quickly technology is moving around, like how quick everything is advanced. Like we, like even like everything, like we detected gravitational pull before already. That is crazy. We're getting out of our solar system. Like everything is moving. Like look at your phone, iPhone X. That thing is crazy. It senses your face and your unlock and it unlocks.
That's true, but I also feel like we kind of feel slow. If we're talking about the like huge 2,000 year span, oh heck yeah, we have improved so much of how technology has worked. But we underestimate the power of technology at the same time, because it's okay. Yeah, face recognition or whatever. Think about what we could accomplish. Yes, in the next 5-10 years. Sometimes it doesn't even feel like, oh, the next 5 years something won't even be big, you know. And here's us millennials procrastinating and being lazy, and we're not doing anything about that in the next 5-10 years. We have the technology that's happening, but you know, workforces are being trained to train millennials because we act such a different way than we do as the baby boomers, than we do as Generation Z, or I did believe that's after, oops. But anyways, you know, we're...
Yeah, Generation Z is before you guys.
Before us. Well, but yeah, you know, the workforce is being trained a whole entirely differently just because of the way we act. And, you know, the world thinks we act stupid and lazy, you know, and I think it's time to show them wrong. You know, all millennials, you know, there's nothing wrong with them. But there could be a whole lot of things that can be improved, and we should learn from mistakes back then to improve our situation currently right now.
I think that's a good point to end off with right there.
You think so? You think so, Wasu? I'm going to take that as yes. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in at Who's Alex, maybe we'll talk about this. Maybe we'll talk about that. Who knows?
Yeah, we can always have a part two to this, too.
You know, that is true. Who knows? Who knows?
Be ready for that.
Be ready for that, guys. But thank you for tuning in, Wasif, in this conversation. I really appreciate talking to you. Stay active.
Thanks for having me.
Don't be lazy like the other millennials. And be humble, you know?
Or at least try to be.
Hey, sounds good. All right, guys. You guys can follow me at IG at Who's Alex, WHOSEALEX. And add me on Snapchat, Alex_R1997. Wasif, you want to give your information too as well?
Everything of mine is just WasifW, my Snapchat, my Instagram, pretty much. That's all it.
Wow, you're just a simple guy, aren't you, man?
I like it. It's easy to remember. Everything of mine is WasifW.
That's true. Wasif. You guys didn't know that? That's his first name and last name. It's pretty unique.
Yeah.
But thank you, Wasif, for tuning in. And thank you guys for listening to the podcast. You can listen to me on here, Anchor, on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. But stay tuned and take care with yourselves. Bye-bye.
See you.